All right. Wonderful. And why don't you join with me, not verbally, but I'm going to go ahead and read this from, so we've all heard it from the same translation at least once. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Heavenly Father, as we look into these two verses, we pray that your Spirit would work in our hearts and our minds to understand and embrace its truth and to be transformed by it. In Christ's name, amen. What a lovely couple of verses. And if you haven't ever committed them to memory, I would encourage you to do that. Just great verses to have in the back of your mind and perhaps even on the front of your mind as you seek to follow Jesus and live out your Christian faith. Now, in the Sunday clubs, if I'm not mistaken, children, please do correct me if I'm wrong, you've been discussing some of the heroes of the faith, right? What are some of the men and women of the Bible who you have spoken about? And go ahead and call it out. Yeah? Seth is paying attention. That's fantastic. Has it been like Elijah? Has Elijah been one of them? Yeah? Joshua, Moses, David? And you're going to, in the coming weeks, look at other great men and women of the faith that we read about in the Bible. Now, here's what is interesting, I think. We will typically read about Moses, Joshua, Elijah, Abraham, and others, and we think, oh man, I want to be like them. Rahab. You know, women and men of faith who have done profound things and have had their names written down and their stories recorded in the Bible. And here we are thousands of years later thinking about how awesome they've been and the cool things that they have done for God. And Hebrews 11, which is the chapter before the verses we read, talks about a lot of these men and women. It's sometimes called the Hall of Faith. A little play on Hall of Fame sort of thing, where these are people who have done fantastic things. And our mindset is to typically say, now go be like Moses. Be like David. Be like this person. Be like that person. Be like someone you've read about in the Bible. But what's interesting here is the author of Hebrews doesn't finish up and say, now go and be like Abel. Rather, the author writes this, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, so many great men and women of the faith who have gone before us, they're watching. Not in some sort of creepy, like, voyeuristic sort of way, not in some sort of weird way where they're trying to catch you out and see if you do something bad, not like, you know, David Beckham seeing green let the goal in the last World Cup and just being furious. Okay, but they're there cheering us on. It's like those who are lining the streets of a marathon while the runners come by. And they're there to cheer on, to spur us on, to encourage us. Since we are surrounded by all of these men and women of the faith that have gone before us, the encouragement is throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. You guys see me with my little mug here, right? And it's got a little stick figure. And he's running, and you can see his top and his little shorts, his trousers are flying off. Because when people are running in a marathon in the Olympics or something like that, they don't tend to wear a whole lot. And what they do wear is very light, and there's very little wind resistance. The ancient Greeks, when they ran in the marathon, they did it. Kids, are you ready? Naked. Oh, are you kidding me? Because the idea was, we don't want anything slowing us down. So we get rid of everything that hinders and sin that entangles. And some of us have sins that we just trip up on frequently. For whatever reason, we like to go back to that same sin over and over and over again. For some of us, the things that slow us down in life aren't necessarily sinful. Maybe they're good things. They just distract us. Maybe it's our career. Maybe it's our video games. Maybe it's our social standing at school or at work. No, adults don't worry about social standing at work, do we? That's just for kids at school, right? No. But there are some things that maybe it's sinful, maybe it's not, but we just need to get rid of. Well, why? Why do we want to get rid of sin and the things that entangle, and how do we do that? Well, we do it so that we can run the race marked out for us. And the race is just talking about our life. So kids, you're like, I don't run races. Well, I mean, I do on the playground sometimes. But what the author of Hebrews, what God is telling us is our whole life is like a really long race. It's like a really long race. And each of us has a life that God has marked out for us. God doesn't need another Moses. He's had one already. If he wanted Moses again, he'd just bring him back. He doesn't need another David. If he did, he would just bring David back. No. He wants and needs one of you. That's why he created you. That's why he came as Jesus of Nazareth, to live, to die, to raise again, and to ascend into heaven, the right hand of the throne of God, as Hebrews says. Because he wants to do something with you. Now, you can't and I can't do that something unless our eyes are fixed on Jesus. You know what the word fixed literally means? It means like attached to. Almost like nailed to. Our eyes are so focused on Jesus that we're able to run the race. Now, I used to, believe it or not, okay, being an American, I actually coached proper football. Not American football, but soccer. Okay, now, when I coached my players, they had to earn the right to play with a ball. The first week was conditioning. They had earned the right to play with a ball. And we would do sprints, and we would do distance running and that sort of thing. And what I would tell them is that you need to run with your eyes up. Don't run with your eyes at your feet. Run with your eyes up and look at where you're going. Look at where you're going. Sometimes in life, we look at our feet. And we look at what the other people are doing. Where am I in the pack? Who are the cool kids and how are they cool? Who's the CEO and how did he or she get there? And we look around, their life is good, their life is good, their life stinks. And we compare. And we look at our feet. What we need to do is lift our gaze, fix our eyes on Jesus, attach our eyes to Jesus. I was sharing something similar this week when I was at a camp, WIC camp. And one of the guys had an interesting reflection. He said, have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and instead of looking at you, they're looking off at something else? And you can't help but kind of go, what are you looking at? And kind of turn and look. Similarly, when our eyes are fixed on Christ and we're running, we're living the life that Christ has for us, not trying to be somebody else, but being us who Christ made us to be, and we have our eyes fixed on Christ, people are going to go, oh, and they're going to look to Christ as well. And we have the opportunity to show them who Jesus is and what Jesus is like. Now, there's so much to be said in these two verses. But our encouragement is to sit back and think, do something. What is it that God is calling you to do right now? Having your eyes fixed on Jesus, maybe there's something you know you ought to do. Maybe it's a sin that easily entangles you. You need to look to Christ and throw that off. Maybe it's just something that slows you down and just distracts you. And you need to stop looking at the pack and looking at your feet. And you need to lift up and you need to look to Jesus. Maybe there's some sort of a ministry God would like you to get involved in. Something He's calling you, whether that's working with students or youth or children or a Good News Cafe, or maybe it's something else entirely. But you know that the race God has marked out for you includes something. Either getting rid of or something you're adding. And what we want to do, in just a moment, there's a video that's going to play, and you see these little cards that are, these little placards. It says, do something. Do something. In other words, run your race. Fix your eyes on Christ. Run your race. Do something. And on the flip side, it says, I will. Perhaps there's something you need to write down. Just for yourself. Perhaps there's something, you're like, well, I know I need to do something, but I'm not really ready to think about that just yet. Whatever. We're going to watch a little bit of a video and give us some time to just reflect on what is it that God wants me to do. What's the next lap in my race as I fix my eyes on Christ and seek to be the me He has created and saved me to be? Is that cool? And you'll find some markers or felt tip pens that you can write with as we move to the next bit.
This morning, saw a world full of trouble. Now I thought, how do we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven.
So now we would like to just spend a few moments. Maybe you've thought of something. Take a moment to write a few things down if you'd like to. If not, that's fine. And then, and just a few moments after that, we've got another little bit of activity that will require a little bit of movement. Okay? All right, great. So take a few moments, if you haven't already, to write what you will do, what you think you will be doing. As you finish up your card, I want to just reiterate one small but very big thing. You can take this and you can write something on it and put it on the fridge, you know, or put it someplace, maybe take a picture of it, keep it on your phone to remind you of what you will do. But let me promise you one thing. If you fix your eyes on what you've written, you won't run your race with perseverance. That's not what Jesus came, lived, died, rose again, and ascended into heaven to provide for us. As we seek to do whatever it is we are going to do, we must fix our eyes on Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. And so what we can do with each other is encourage us and not say, "What'd you write? Are you doing it?" But we can regain each other's focus. And just like if I'm talking to you, but I'm looking somewhere else, you're going to look. We have our eyes fixed to Christ, who will empower us by His Spirit to run the race that's been marked out for us.